That was Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Come Rain or Come Shine on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJs, Ian McTammany, piano player, and Isaac Ford, a bass player. They're both with the Kelso High School Jazz Band. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
Ian, 18-year-old senior, Isaac, the 17-year-old junior, under the leadership of band director Daniel Hartley. We are grateful to have you here tonight. I'd be interested to know how you got together for the first time. Ian, you were the older kid, so when Isaac comes in the band as the new bass player, how did the relationship go?
It was instantly just like we wanted to play together. We tried to come up with as much time to play some charts together, so it was just kind of fluid from the beginning.
And Isaac, did you feel welcomed as a young player in the band?
Yeah, and I was very intimidated because it was my first time improvising on all these combo charts. So I'm just over here hitting all these wrong notes, looking at Ian. He's got it right under his fingers. And it was after one of the times we had practiced. He recommended some albums to me to go listen to. And, you know, I felt accepted because of that, this jazz culture. Yeah.
Right on. Who are some of the players that first got you excited about the world of jazz? Ian?
Definitely Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, and John Coltrane.
Ah, so you're definitely into the hard bop, but you've also followed these fellows throughout their careers?
Yeah, I try to get as many albums as I can. You know, the later Miles Davis stuff is different, but it's really interesting.
Fantastic. Isaac Ford, the bass player, who are some of the early heroes for you?
Well, immediately it was Charles Mingus. And for the longest time, it was kind of only Charles Mingus trying to focus on his sound. And also, it brought me into the style of bebop. It was, you know, something different from the swing charts I had heard and something different from, like, the modern jazz, because that was all I knew of. So finding this new form of music got me excited about jazz.
We are going to hear some tasty Charles Mingus in the show tonight. We've got Miles Davis and Tigran Hamasyan and Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra coming up a little bit later. And next, an electric bass player, Isaac.
Jaco Pastorius is kind of like, I look at him as a huge icon on the electric bass, especially when I heard the story about him tearing off the frets off of his Fender Jazz Bass. That was like, that took guts, because thinking of all the things that could go wrong from doing that. Thought this would be a good way to start off our set.
Ian McTammany and Isaac Ford are School of Jazz guest DJs. More info at knkx.org.
Next tune is Portrait of Tracy by Jaco Pastorius on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
88.5 KNKX
connects you to the School of Jazz. That was Beat Street by Brian Ho, 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJs. That's Isaac Ford and Ian McTammany, the bass and pianist with the Kelso High School Jazz Band. They have been in our studios for a School of Jazz studio session. We're going to talk about that. But let's talk about Brian Ho next. And Ian, you were telling me that you got a chance to work with Brian when he came through the school.
Yeah, I'm playing in the Lower Columbia College LCC Jazz Band, and I had the opportunity to play with Brian Ho. He came in with his Hammond organ and just like rocked the place up, and it was such a interesting experience, like talking to him about being a working musician and playing with as many people as you can, just to play with them.
It's often been said it's hard to teach jazz, but you can learn jazz. And I think it's hanging out and talking to musicians is one of the ways that happens. And I think another way is by seeing these people play live. And I wonder if you could talk about what you can learn watching musicians live on stage, Ian.
I think just like the little nuances that they put into their music, how much thinking they go through every single day to just make it as pure as they want it.
And Isaac, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the communication you can see on stage between the musicians that you don't get when you're listening to a record.
What I like is just watching the musicality. You get to see a lot of the musicality just by the connection between the musicians. And just to watch, there's easily could make mistakes at any second, but it's just like this vibe that's being passed around by all these musicians. You just don't get that visual aspect of it from a record.
We've been talking to Ian McTammany and Isaac Ford about some of their favorite jazz heroes, and they've been primarily players from the 50s and 60s and 70s, but there is some interest in modern jazz for these two. Ian, up next, we've got a wonderful acoustic pianist who I know has a lot of fans in the world of progressive metal. Tell us a little bit about why you picked a song from Tigran Hamasyan.
Oh, I've been a fan of Tigran Hamasyan for a long time. I just think he's definitely such like an inspiration to me on just like how to move forward and how to make new stuff, like, but also taking notes from the past and putting them into your music. And he always like, it's very cool the way he like sings during his music, and definitely it's just one piano, but he just makes so many sounds with it, and I think that's something to grasp onto.
You'll find more information on our School of Jazz at knkx.org, as well as the Kelso High School Jazz Ensemble's wonderful exclusive live studio session with Dimitri Matheny. Find all that at knkx.org.
Next up is Tigran Hamasyan, Cave of Rebirth on 88.5 KNKX. That was John Coltrane, Countdown on 88.5 KNKX, an incredible drum intro by Art Taylor.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJs, Ian McTammany, right there announcing some John Coltrane. He's a pianist at Kelso High School, a senior there. His year younger junior friend, Isaac Ford, the bass player. Great to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
Ian, fantastic piece of John Coltrane music there. Tell us a little bit about why that song has made the playlist.
When I first heard it, it was just right off the bat, in your face, incredible, just fast notes, a lot of fun in there, and the ending just like gave me chills every time I listened to it.
And Isaac Ford, I wanted to ask you about the song just ahead of that, Red Norvo at the vibraphone with his great trio, Tal Farlow guitar and Charles Mingus bass. We're going to get into more Mingus next, but you were talking about hearing that Red Norvo piece for the first time.
Yeah, I was actually doing my homework, and you know, jazz always helps me get through that. And as the song was playing, I noticed there was like no drums to it, and I thought, wow, you know, this is getting my foot tapping, and that bassist is doing a great job. So I went on my phone and I looked it up, and it was Charles Mingus playing bass, who's one of my all-time favorite bassists. So that was kind of cool. I really like the vibe of that song because it's not in your face. It's really chill. And, you know, for doing homework, that was just what I needed, just nice and groovy.
Put that in your back pocket, jazz fans. You want to get your kids through school? Give them jazz. I also want to ask you guys about playing in the high school band at Kelso High. It's a big band primarily, but you do break down into combos occasionally. Isaac?
As a rhythm section, that's where we do most of our work, and it helps us even in the big band. But we take time during our sectionals, and then we meet after school just to jam out. Every here and there, we try to invite some horn players, but as a rhythm section, it really helps our attitude, our musicality, as well as our tempo skills, too. Yeah.
Ian, when you were putting together your ensemble to come play live on 88.5 with Dimitri Matheny about a year ago, how did you get the combo together for that?
I think it was an idea back when I was in ninth grade with one of our old drummers, and we were like, we should get a combo together and just play all the time. And so that didn't come around until like my 10th grade year. In 11th grade, we got the opportunity to play with Dimitri Matheny. We had Isaac on bass, our friend Brandon Kaczynski on guitar, and Kyle Torgerson on drums, and it just all came together, and it was a lot of fun. KNKX picked Dimitri Matheny for us, and we were just ecstatic about it.
The three tunes we ended up picking, they showed three different styles of our group, as well as three different highlights of our group. We were able to feature almost all of us in some way, and it really highlighted our group's talent, yeah.
Isaac's got some Charles Mingus in mind for us next. Tell us about, of all the great Charles Mingus pieces, and we've had, I must say, Mingus is one of the favorites of our School of Jazz guest DJs, but I haven't heard this song brought into the playlist before. Tell us about Slop.
You know, it's funny hearing this one for the first time, because it goes, when it went into that bass solo, I'm expecting something huge because it's Charles Mingus, and it's not. It's simple. It's all the right notes, and it really made me realize it's not always about just showing off. It's just about just the right notes, as well as like the vibe from the band. I mean, it can't be more alive than it is in this song. And you'll hear that in the song.
You can check out all of our fun School of Jazz studio sessions and guest DJs at the website connect@knkx.org.
This next song is Slop by Charles Mingus on 88.5 KNKX.
to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. To the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end. Love, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the wedding now. Dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love. We're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
KNKX
connects you to the School of Jazz.
That was Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Orchestra playing Quietude on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJs. That's Isaac Ford and Ian McTammany are both members of the Kelso High School Jazz Band. Isaac, the bass playing junior, and Ian, a senior, playing the piano in the jazz band there. They've both been live in our studios for a wonderful School of Jazz studio session with Dimitri Matheny in the lead. You can check out that and all of our School of Jazz fun at knkx.org. Ian, I understand you've played that tune. Tell us a little bit about Quietude.
In my college jazz band, we played that song, and I spent, I don't know how many hours, transcribing that piano solo. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of work, and overall made me a better player.
Right, yeah, just listening, going a little bit beyond listening to transcribing, there's a lot of learning going on there. And Isaac, I wonder if you could tell us about the things you learned just by listening to records.
You learn a lot about how, like, I would say balance. The balance of jazz compared to other musics really threw me off because I'm used to putting my head up to the speaker to hear the bass and having no problem hearing, you know, the melody or the guitars. But in jazz, it's a little different. It's almost like better balance where I can really hear what's going on. And it really surrounds itself around the melody. Just has such an extra effect on it.
And Ian, you are nearly at graduation time. The day is right around the corner. What are your plans for beyond senior year?
I'm already enrolled in Whitworth University, and I'm planning on majoring in chemistry and minoring in jazz piano.
Yeah, you never know. They might be calling you out on the road. Hey, Ian, we need you. We need you playing with the new Mingus Orchestra. Come on out with us. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Definitely.
And I wish you both the best of luck. Thank you so much for being here. This is a real treat.
Thank you
for having us.
And once again, check out their studio session, the Kelso High School Jazz Band with Dimitri Matheny at knkx.org. Well, you'll find all of our School of Jazz fun. And we're wrapping it up with some fun. Ian, what have we got to finish the show today?
Okay, next we got Sonny Rollins, St. Thomas on 88.5 KNKX.